Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me for the broadcast today. As we continue on in a message, ask what you will. As we look into the Word of God, we see the wonderful promises, the wonderful assurances of our faithful God, who out of love sent Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins, to be our Redeemer, to be our Deliverer, to restore us back to fellowship with the Father. And God made a promise to Abraham, and that promise is still good for today. For those who will serve God and obey His voice, His word, and be faithful servants. To be a servant of the Lord is to be the freest person in the whole world. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God said to Abraham, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. Genesis 12:3. As we look into the second book of the Bible, Exodus, we see God's people, after 400 years, languishing under the whips of hard taskmasters set over them by Pharaoh. And the devil has always been, is now, and will be, until his eternal judgment in the lake of fire and his binding for 1,000 years by Christ, when Jesus comes to return in his millennial reign, he will continue to be a hard taskmaster. The children of Israel were brutally oppressed in an effort to destroy their hopes, their energy, and their spirit. And it's true today, God has, our adversary hasn't changed, and God is still as faithful, as patient, as long-suffering, and willing to do all that He can to bring us into a realization of how much He loves us, and that He has provided for our ultimate deliverance if we will hear Him. And beloved, one of the hardest things we have to do as God's children, we might affirm, oh yes, the Bible is true, the Bible is correct, they're glorious promises, but in many cases, our entire walk into maturity, into the fullness of the stature of Christ Jesus, is learning truly to follow the example of Jesus, who was willing to go into this earth and this world as a servant. And He did not come to do His own will. He left the glories, the majesty, and the fellowship in heaven, in the eternal realm, to be a servant and to take that bitter cup that He had to drink. He asked to be relieved of it, to ask the Father if there could be some other way, and there wasn't. But He said, nonetheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And one of the hardest things is to take self, beloved, off of the throne of our hearts, to not view everything from self-centeredness, from self-gratification, from self-aggrandizement, from the promotion of our own ideas and our own thoughts and our own desires and our own wants. The word tells us no good thing will He withhold from them who walk uprightly before Him. And so we know the condition and the strategy and the tactics of the enemy has not changed. But what we see as we look a little further into the book of Exodus, the second chapter, verses 24 and 25, we see that God looks at them. He sees their condition. And verse 24 says, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. In the Old Testament, or the Old Covenant, we find that God knew the suffering of His children. But He had an appointed time of deliverance for them. It was in the fullness of time, in the season that he knew in his divine wisdom and planning, and it was an appointed time, and they went through immense suffering and degradation. This was the time of the dispensation of promise and the dispensation of law. And the consequence of man's failure was slavery, sin, and idolatry. Even though they had turned to the gods of the Egyptians and became idolatrous, God still, in his glorious divine mercy and in his compassion, reached out to them. Hear the word of the Lord in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 5 through 12. And say unto them, this is the prophet, thus saith the Lord God, in the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God, in the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourself with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me, and they would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness, and I gave them my statutes, and shewed them my judgments, which, if a man do, he shall even live in them. Moreover also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. What is the Lord saying here? Even though signs and wonders were wrought, even though Moses was sent to them, and that perhaps, if we really listen to what these verses are saying, we can understand their rebellion in the wilderness, because they had not fully devoted themselves to serving the Lord. But for his own name's sake, for the glory of his name, because of his long-suffering and faithfulness, he nonetheless delivered them. Praise God. God showed his all-encompassing mercy to the children of Israel and brought them out from Egyptian bondage. He fought for them. And you know, our God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God is still fighting for his children. He has not forgotten any of his promises. He is a faithful God. And God then brought another dispensation, the dispensation of grace. His showing forth of his unmerited favor and love. We didn't do anything to deserve that love, but we love him because he first loved us. God's state at the beginning of the dispensation of grace was still in a low condition. As you read the early chapters of Romans, you see that man, even in his natural state, could recognize through conscience and through the glories of the natural world that God had created that there was a creator God. And man's response, but some still chose to revolt against him and refused to submit. And so under the dispensation of grace, man's responsibility is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to abide in him. That's what the word tells us. And in the book of Romans, the 4th chapter, verses 4 and 5, it says, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And then in the 5th chapter, verses 1 and 2, the word declares, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. There are other chapters, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, Galatians 5 and 6, Titus 3 and 5. I won't take the time to read them or turn to them, but in these scriptures we find that man is not saved by works, but by faith alone. Man again has acted in failure. We are told in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and I'll read verses 1 through 5, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." And when we look at the nominal church world, to a great extent, they've had a form of godliness but no power. They're not preaching the Christ of today. He is the same, not only the miracle worker that walked the shores of Galilee, but he is the God who saves and delivers and dispenses and works miracles in this hour. Just as the children of Israel could not enter into the promised land because of their unbelief, so unfortunately multitudes will not enter into eternal life because of their unbelief. Man would make God a liar through unbelief. Well, my time is just gone, and there's more to share, but I pray that with your ability to tune in at tomorrow at this same time, or if you would prefer, at your convenience, you can go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for you to listen to anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I do invite you to share your prayer requests. I personally will pray for you and send back a word of encouragement, whatever God would give me to be a blessing to your heart, as he has done for countless multitudes over the decades in Brother Glasses and my ministry together. So I invite you to write, "Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer."
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.